So, Chase.
Yes.
How are you? What's been going on?
I'm great.
411.
I'm doing good. You know, we got an album coming out in 2 days, and I'm super pumped about it. 25 brand new songs.
That's a lot of songs.
It is, but you know, there's some for everybody, and that's what it should be about, you know, making sure people can relate and know that they're not alone in certain situations. Music brings people together. Definitely is something I do. I turn my radio on and ride.
Yeah. There you go.
Did you write a lot of these songs?
I did, the majority of them. Yeah, I've never co-wrote up until like a year and a half ago. So
really?
I always solo wrote my songs, and I had an opportunity to actually cut a song and cut a few songs, and I've never been the guy to do that, and I was kind of like a stubborn ass about it.
But
I finally did it, and I'm really glad that I had the opportunity to. There's some songs in there written by Hardy, Ernest, Taylor Phillips.
Some big names.
Great people. Ashley Gorley, Hunter Phillips. The list goes on, and I'm so glad I got the opportunity. So
that's awesome. So when you write, where does your inspiration come from?
Well, real life. You know what I mean? If you want to write something that's going to be relatable, people can tell if it ain't genuine. And, you know, I try to always, and even if it's something I haven't been through, I try to put myself mentally in that space. Like, you know, what would I feel like if this happened to me? Or, you know, it's really cool, too, because when I get in these rooms with these new people that I've been writing with, you learn so much on the way they write, too.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really cool to see the way that they write and how they end up pushing songs and wordplay. And it's just crazy. I don't know. I've learned a lot just by being around other people too.
Yeah, it helps you grow as a musician, as a writer. Like, if you are the best in the room, you need to find another room, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's
a great idea. I didn't even thought about it like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find a bigger room with
Abby Lee spitting wisdom, huh?
Look, once in a blue moon, it happens.
So, we play this game with everyone, and it's called Burning Questions. They're a little saucy, so we're going to let you pick one, and if you'd like to answer it, we would appreciate it.
All right.
If not, we get it.
We'll just silently judge.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is it?
Have you ever received a nude?
Ooh.
Wow. Well, I mean, yeah, definitely.
Well, yeah, okay.
We're all just one screenshot away from getting canceled.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez.
Yeah. Snapchat or text message?
I have never sent no nudes, but I have received some.
Good for you.
Okay.
Yep, that's the truth.
Did it work in their favor?
Nah.
Oh,
probably
yeah.
Not. I mean, I don't know what favor would be.
When they're unsolicited, it's like it's weird.
Well, yeah. When you just like, it actually happened today. I'm saying.
What?
Oh my God. Today?
Yeah. I'm sitting here.
Whoa.
I'm sitting at the restaurant with my two managers and my friend. And, I got my phone sitting here. I'm just kind of like going through, and I don't like use my Snapchat often.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But obviously like that's where all the thirst seems to arrive.
And
right. So I'm like just, you know, scrolling through. I'm like clicking like just random ones, and boom, just two big old cheeks right there. It's like, so I was like, oh, everybody's like, what's wrong? Like,
oh, you know, man.
So I'm sure the old lady sitting in the booth beside us probably saw that. But
that's okay.
I had an Uber driver one time who like pulled up a text chain.
Oh, what?
Nudes.
Uber
driver.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we were all sitting in the back, and me and my friend's husband looked at each other, and we were like, did you just see what
I saw? Did you just say five star? Oh, yeah, I'm definitely five starring. I'm leaving a comment, too. Like,
yes.
It was strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's incredible. That's great. Where were you at when you had that Uber?
I was going to an LSU game.
Mm.
Oh, well, that's...
Sounds about right.
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah,
it happens, man. That's why I don't watch soccer. Lakers? Yeah, I can't swim. So.
You better stop.
What?
Oh my God, so we're sending you with a shot glass and a sticker for your time. We appreciate it. And
I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you so
Sweet.
Much.
Right, and what's the first thing we're shooting in this?
That's up to you. Brittany can't drink.
I'm pregnant, so.
Oh, otherwise, congratulations.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I love your earrings, by the way. Like, I'm like a huge turquoise guy. So.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Love it.
Well, thank you guys so much for the opportunity. And next time I'm in Louisiana, we're getting
together.
I was just about to say.
We're taking shots.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
We'll go watch soccer.